Cloudy Thoughts by Tommy Patterson. I often think about my virtual machines in the cloud. Does the wind chill factor pose more or less of a threat to them? Wouldn't it be more innovative to build the Microsoft cloud actually above the troposphere than on the ground? It would be subject to much less weather. It would be closer to the sun, and since the air is thinner with a lot less pressure, wouldn't the virtual machines feel a bit more free to perform? I'm just saying, building servers on the ground is old school. Still, I guess it's better than being built on smelly old papyrus.
Our agenda today, we're going to talk about data protection challenges. We're going to introduce Windows Azure Backup. We're going to look at how it works, scenarios to use Windows Azure Backup, and then, you know, kind of next steps, what comes next. Some of the data protection challenges that we have, the amount of data that we and the enterprise have been presented with these days is just kind of monumental, and you know, we've experienced between over 40% growth per year. That's per year. So if you think about what that means in terms of storage or buying storage, you know, in the past, what we had to do is whenever we buy equipment or storage or whatever, you know, we buy 3, 4, 5 years at a time worth of stuff. But with that kind of exponential growth, you know, you're looking at your current needs doubling every 2 years. And it's an insane amount of data. And one of the things that cloud gives us the capability of doing is it gives us the capability of only buying that storage when we need it, you know, literally per byte, per megabyte, per gigabyte, whenever we need it. It allows us to scale, allows us to grow very, very quickly, and it greatly simplifies some of the complex solutions that we have in our environment. And most importantly, is cost for Windows Azure. And we'll talk a little bit about cost at the very end of this presentation, just how inexpensive storage is from a Windows Azure standpoint. But Windows Azure also gives you protection, because you can do things like, you know, have redundancy built into your data, and it literally be automatic. So, you know, what I mean by redundancy is whenever you store a byte of data on Windows Azure, it automatically gets stored 3 times. And if you have a geo redundancy turned on, it automatically gets stored 6 times, 3 in your current data center and 3 in another data center that's at least 400 miles away. So, you know, there's with the rapid growth and, you know, the massive amount of data, the challenges of backing up, the challenges of synchronizing, the challenges of having redundancy built into that infrastructure, Azure is a great solution for helping you with that. It gives us a simple and reliable server backup to the cloud. So for our, you know, we have the offsite protection, which is pretty obvious. You have full management with PowerShell and scripting capabilities for being able to manage it. You're using some of the same tools that you've used in managing your own infrastructure. So it's not only a robust solution, but it's also a very simple solution as well as cost effective. We got a couple more slides. Simple and reliable server backups. Okay, so a few of the key points that I want to point out is encryption. Right, we have, not only is it offsite and it's safe data storage, but all of the backups are encrypted. Whenever we send data, from the Windows Server, and I'll show you what that looks like. All of the data is encrypted. It's encrypted in transit. It's encrypted when it's stored. And more importantly than that, Microsoft does not have the key. You have the key. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail, and I'm going to show you how you create that key and how you deal with the whole key situation. In the past, dealing with keys and public keys and private keys and stuff like that was very, very complicated, but I have made it super, super simple for you because I have created a PowerShell script where you just copy and paste the script right into a PowerShell window, and it goes out and it creates a key for you. So then all you got to do is upload that key, and I give you a step-by-step on how to do that upload too. So very, very, very simple, very, very safe. And, you know, again, from the simple integrated solution and the familiar interface, you'll see what all of that looks like whenever we're in Windows Server 2012. and in Windows Azure. And, you know, from a bandwidth standpoint, the bandwidth for Windows Azure Storage is only considered by sending changes and files to the for incremental backup. So, yeah, you send that data one time, but then after that, it's only sending incremental changes. So it's not doing like a full backup every week where it's gotta you're gonna get that big data hit on your Azure account. So it's very efficient use of bandwidth and storage. You also have very flexible, it's very flexible in terms of recovery. So you have point in time recovery, you have file level recovery. You don't have to back up an entire volume. You don't have to restore an entire volume. You don't have to back up an entire volume either. You can restore and back up certain things. You can use throttling. So some really, really cool technologies built into this Windows Azure backup. So let's look at some scenarios of when we're actually going to be able to leverage this Windows Azure backup. If you're already using System Center Data Protection Manager, you can start using Windows Azure backup today. It integrates nicely with with System Center Data Protection Manager, where Data Protection Manager, we'll go into a little more detail about that, where Data Protection Manager can actually use Azure as another tier of its backup or, you know, for its storage. And if you're a small business or branch office, or you have a small number of servers to protect, Windows Azure Backup integrates with the in-the-box Windows Server Backup tools you may already be using. And, of course, Windows Azure Backup is suitable for any workloads, whether it be file servers, SharePoint, SQL Exchange, and others. If it's running on Windows Azure Backup can back it up. So you don't have to worry about things getting missed. So how Windows Azure Backup works, I'm going to flip through this fairly quickly because I'm going to show you this in great detail whenever we get into demo mode. So the first thing you want to do is you want to sign up for Windows Azure and Windows Azure Backup. Once you have your Windows Azure account, you basically enable the Windows Azure Backup, and I'll show you how to do that. And then you install the agent on the server that you want to back up. That's downloaded from the Azure portal. Then you register and configure in Windows Server into Windows Azure, which is a simple wizard, which I'm going to walk you through. And then you start your backup. And of course, as I mentioned, the data is all encrypted while you're doing your backup. And if there's a problem and you need to recover, you can recover to the same or a different server from the Windows Azure. You're basically just using a restore. So to do the restore, and we'll see what that looks like as well, you can restore to the same server. If it's, you're only restoring a few files, or if you need to restore the entire machine, you can do that as well. And from a DPM perspective, how Windows Azure works is you sign up, you install the agent on your DPM server, and repeat the process. So the DPM will back up all of the servers that it backs up to DPM. It'll take all those backups, and it can move those up to Windows Azure. If a server fails, it can bring all that stuff down from Azure, and DPM basically is your middleman to make all that magic happen. So the reason you'd want to do that is to have one central interface for managing everything through DPM. Now, from a security standpoint, is there a phone number to call into? I believe there is. Let me...
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get the phone number and pop it in there.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Sure.
So from a security standpoint, we actually have a pretty good story to tell in terms of Windows Azure. And in fact, if you look at my blog, you'll see that I just posted like 2 weeks ago some new security stuff that we have on Windows Azure in terms of being able to protect your data. So first and foremost, the first stage in the transfer process is encrypted of your data on-premise using your key. Again, Microsoft does not have that key. That's your key, which I'll show you how to create. So data is encrypted on-premise, and then it's encrypted over the network. So it's encrypted while it's transferring to the network and remains encrypted while it's stored. It remains encrypted while it's stored. Okay, and only you have the key. So only you can see what's in that data set. Only you can do anything with that data set. And of course, you can restore with that same key. Now, there's also, and I wanted to highlight this or let you know of this, there's also something called Hyper-V Recovery Manager. So the Hyper-V Recovery Manager allows you to integrate with Windows Server, Windows Azure Backup, so that you can back up your Hyper-V guests to the cloud, and you can orchestrate that protection and recovery of your private cloud. So if you have an on-prem private cloud and a bunch of servers out there, you can use the Hyper-V Recovery Manager. We're not going to go into a lot of detail on this particular feature or capability, but I do want to let you know that it's there, and you should definitely investigate that if you if you're using Hyper-V in-house and you want to use the Hyper-V Recovery Manager to back up all of your Hyper-V hosts or your Hyper-V guests. That's a great way to do that. So you can use your Hyper-V Recovery Manager for that. And so you can do it whenever one goes down. Basically, the Recovery Manager orchestrates and automates the process of recovering systems. So where I'm at now is I am on my Windows Azure portal. I'm logged into my Windows Azure portal. But the very first thing that I want to do is I want to go to my blog. I'm logged into the server. I want to log into one of my servers, and I'm going to do this from here. So I have a blog post that I created on October 10th. And I think the URL to that is aka.ms/azbackup. So somebody can try that and just make sure that works. That is kind of the step-by-step. I wanted to have, yep, that is it, because I can see it right here on the screen. The Azure backup that we're going to be going through, the entire demo that we're going to be going to, is on here. So the step by step, it does take. I said it takes about 40 minutes. It really doesn't take that long. It takes about 20 minutes to go through the whole thing, but I've given you a little bit extra time to, in case you get stuck or need to, read about the detail whenever you're going through. The first thing you'll need is a Windows Live ID. So these are kind of the prerequisites, if you will. You'll need a Windows Live ID, and I have some step-by-step instructions on how to do that as well. You'll need to create a self-signed computer certificate, and I've got a PowerShell script on how to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and do that, and I've got this text file. I'm going to go ahead and just click on this text file and bring that up. So I'm going to highlight, do Control C, and so that's in my buffer. Now from my virtual machine, and I am logged into the machine that I want to actually back up. So I'm going to go ahead. Notice. Let me point out one other thing here. I have a start button. So that's kind of cool. I do have Windows Server 2012 R2 running here, and I'm going to go ahead and run my PowerShell. And literally, I'm going to go ahead and run Notepad here. So I'm going to do start and then Notepad. And go ahead and run Notepad, just so I can show you that my buffer, really all I'm doing is taking what I had in that text file that was on the website, and I put it into my my clipboard. And I'm really just going to right click, and it all will automatically paste that script into Windows PowerShell. And you'll notice that what it says here is I'm doing a directory of the C drive. That's because I exported here that certificate that we just created, and it is stored in this location on the C drive. So now if I go to my C drive, I'll see that guru cert. So the way that I've done that is I've called it guru cert underscore the computer name. So I've automatically created a cert that Windows Azure can use, and that is a self-signed certificate. It literally is that easy. I know whenever I started preparing the content for this, I could not find any way to do this other than using makecert.exe. Well, the problem with makecert.exe is it's very convoluted, very difficult. It's like 80 steps and includes a download of an SDK. You've got to install the SDK, and then you got to get the executable, and then you got to pass it a whole bunch of parameters. And I really wanted to just greatly simplify that. So you're welcome to use this script. It was designed for this demo that I'm doing, but it can also be used for anything else that you want to have a self-signed computer certificate for. And you can also edit the text file there if you want to get rid of the guru cert and put your own company name in front of that. It's very, very, very easy to do. So now I have that certificate. The next step, if I go back into my instructions here, the next step is to enable Windows Azure backup preview feature. So I'm going to switch over to my Windows Azure account, or actually I'm going to go to the preview account, and I've got a URL for being able to do that. So on the preview screen, I know I have it in here somewhere. Here's the URL for that, the Windows Azure preview screen. So I've already got that open, but you simply just go to that URL. It's step two. And if you scroll down on that screen, and I'm just going to mute those that are not muted. So my apologies. If you need to talk, you can just unmute yourself and chime in. Or what I prefer is if you go and use the chat. But if you have a problem with the chat, just go ahead and chime in. That's fine. And if you scroll down on the screen, there's a backup, and you can just click on Try It Now. So you do have to be logged in whenever you do it, whenever you try it now, and it'll go through a process for you to just sign up for that. So you do have to log in with your Live ID. So I've already got it activated on my account. So it won't give me the actual screen. It'll say that I'm already using it. Actually, it's going to try to activate it again, even though it is already activated. So you'll be able to see what that looks like anyway. So that's awesome. And that will take about 30 seconds. While that's running, I'm going to go back to my my blog post for the backup. And after we do that, try it now, what we're going to get is in our Windows Azure account. Actually, I'm not signed into my subscription yet. So we're going to go ahead and sign into Windows Azure. And sure, I'll go ahead and save it for now. This machine is probably going to get blown away in a couple of days anyway. Okay, this will just take a few seconds for it to log in. And by signing up for the Windows Azure backup, what you'll see is if you scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll have a new item. So the first thing that I want that called Recovery Services. The first thing that I want to highlight, just in case you're very new to Azure, is there's a scroll bar here. So if you hover just to the right side of the blue bar, the blue nav bar, there is a scroll bar. A lot of things you might have to use the scroll bar to scroll down. And if you go to Recovery Services, this is where you actually create the recovery service. So I'm going to go back to my instructions real quick. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to configure Windows Azure backup. So whenever I go into Recovery Services, from Recovery Services, I'm going to go to New. You'll see I already have a couple of Recovery Services here. I'm going to go to New, and then I'm going to go to Recovery Services, Backup Vault, and I'm just going to do Quick Create. I'm going to give it a name, and I'm going to call this Cloud Demo. Let's call it cloud, and then today's date 10/15, 10/16. And my region. Now, this is the thing. Whenever you pick your region, you don't necessarily want to pick the region that you're currently in or that all your stuff is in. Because if you're backing up your Windows Azure stuff, you don't necessarily want to have it backed up to the same region that your servers are in. So in my case, I'm gonna go ahead and pick Western US on this, and that's where I'm gonna put my vault. And whenever we go into, you'll see that it's creating the vault. It literally is that simple. And then once the vault is created, I can go into that vault by just clicking on the name of the vault. And now I can do manage certificates, where I can upload my certificate or I can download the agent. So I need to do that from my machine. And in fact, I'm not going to use the one we just created. I'm going to use the one that I already have here, because it's part of my infrastructure that I want to keep online. So if we go back to our instructions, I just want to show you where we are. So where are the next step is to after we've created the vault, we want to go ahead and upload the certificate. So we're going to do manage certificates. I guess I should bold that to make it easier to find. But we're going to manage the certificates and then go and upload our certificate. So from Windows Azure, I'm going to go to manage certificates. And I'm going to browse for the files. And remember, I put those on my local C drive. So I'm going to go to the C drive, and it's on the Guru Cert Camp AB, and I'm going to do open, and I'm going to click on the checkbox. It literally is that simple. So I've just uploaded that self-signed certificate that I created. I uploaded it into Azure. Okay, now I need to download the agent. And I just want to point out, I'm going to move my box over here, because whenever I download and install the agent, it's going to put an icon on the desktop, and I just want to show you that's not already done. So you have two options here. If you're running Windows Server, or you're running System Center Data Protection Manager, you're going to use this top agent. If you're running Windows Server Essentials, they have a special agent for that. So in my case, we're using Windows Server. Okay. So you will need to have security permissions to do the download. So a couple things that you'll want to do is from your server manager, you'll want to go in to turn off your enhanced security, and you'll also want to set Windows Azure, which I've done here. So that was under Server Manager and then Enhanced IE Security Configuration. Make sure that is off. And the other thing you'll want to do is you'll want to make sure that the download URL is part of your trusted zones. So we're going to go to Security Sites and add download.microsoft.com. And now I can go ahead and run that installer. Okay, so that only takes a couple of seconds to get started. I can accept the agreement and click Next. And it's going to go ahead and run. Now, there are a couple of other requirements for the agent. You do have to have PowerShell enabled. So if you disable PowerShell, it will not work. And you also have to have remote management turned on. The remote management piece allows the agent to be able to do the backup and restore. So this is going to take a couple of minutes. While this is going, I'm going to go ahead and take any questions that you have in the window. Actually, it's already finished, so I'll keep driving on. Notice I do have PowerShell available, so I pass that check, and I'm going to click through the install. Where do I want to install it? I'm just going to leave it on the C drive. That's fine with me. And I'm going to, I'll deal with the security stuff later. It's going to go ahead and do the installation. And let me just check the window and get any questions that we might have over here. Looks like all of the questions were already answered. Awesome. So you see that I have Windows Azure Backup Agent installation has successfully installed. I'm not going to check for updates now because there will be updates the first time you go in. But we'll go do the updates later. So I'm going to go and click Finish for now. And then I can close out of my download. I'm all set with that. So now you'll see that I have an icon in the upper left hand corner of my server. So now I can simply this is all in the instruction. I'm just not going to pop back to the instructions right now, just for the sake of time. So it's going to load my agent, and now I'm running the agent on the Windows server. So you'll see that it's a familiar interface, the same interface that we use for all of the Windows stuff. The first thing that I want to do is I want to register this server. So registering the server basically links this server to the ID that I uploaded to Windows Azure. So on the first screen, I don't have a proxy, so I can skip that. And I'm going to browse to the certificate, and I'm going to use the certificate that I created today. That's the one that I just created today, so I'm going to use that one. And which backup vault do I want to use? Now, it's only showing one of my backup vaults because I only installed this certificate on that one backup vault. So if I would install the certificate on a different backup vault, that's the one that would have been that would be listed here, or the multiples that would be listed here. And notice it's already copied down where the region is that it's backing up. So I'm going to say next. I'm going to enter a passphrase, and it does have to be a minimum of 16 characters, and you can use spaces. So I'm going to do a passphrase. Okay. And Then where do I want to save? It's going to save a key file with my passphrase in it. Where do I want to save that? You know, that might be to a USB thumb drive, or it might be to some location on the server, wherever. In my case, I'm just going to put it on the desktop. So I'll put it on the desktop, and I'm going to go ahead and register the server. Okay, the Azure backup is now available for this server, and I have a link to where that text file, that key is, which is on my desktop. But now I have an option to do a schedule backup. So now I'm going to go ahead and schedule my backup, and I'm going to go ahead and click through the wizard for the backup. So I'm going to go ahead and add items. Actually, before I do this, instead of doing a complete backup. I'm going to cancel out of this for now. Instead of doing a complete backup, I'm going to go ahead and just create a new folder and a new file. So test folder. And inside that folder, I'm going to go and create a new file, and I'm going to just call it a rich text file test RTF. And greetings from Lakeville. Online. Okay, and I'm going to save that. Okay, so now I have a document. I'm going to, whenever after we do a backup, I'm going to delete that document, and then I'm going to go restore it. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule a backup, and I'm going to say next and add items. I don't want to back up everything right now, but I do want to go ahead and do my user folder. So I'll do everything in all the user folders, just so you can see how that goes. In fact, for now, I'll just do everything for now because it goes really quick. So I'm going to back up my user folders, and I could also do exclusions if I wanted to do exclusions. So it'll exclude something that's in there if I want to exclude individual things. How often do I want to back up? Let's say that I want to back up every day, and let's say that I want to do it multiple times a day. So what time do I want to back it up? Let's go ahead and I'll leave 10:30 there, and I'll also do, I want to do 5:30 in the morning, and let's get rid of 10:30, and I'll do 5:30 at night as well. So I'll do 5:30 at night, and it's going to back up twice a day, every day of the week. So I'm going to say next, how long do you want to keep your backups for? And you can set that to 7, 15, or 30 days. I'm not sure why they have a drop-down list here instead of just letting you pick, but that's the way it is for now. We'll see what happens. In my case, I really only need to keep things for 7 days. Now, it's not going to delete things after 7 days. This is for changes. So if you have a file that changes, it will always keep the last version of the file. But if you have changed files, it will only keep the last 7 days of changes. That's the way this reads. So I want to be clear that you're not going to just delete files after 7 days. It's only going to delete the old versions of files after 7 days. And then Windows Azure does have a limit of 850 gig per volume for backing up. I don't suspect many people are going to have an issue with that kind of storage on a per volume basis. All right, so that's all done. So now I have a new option here called Backup Now. So I'm going to go ahead and back up now, it's going to go ahead and execute. And yes, I want to go ahead and back up. Notice I don't have network throttling configured, and I don't have proxy server settings configured, but I could do those as well. In my case, I just want to let it rip. This will actually take a couple of minutes to do that first one. The first thing it's going to do is take a snapshot, and it's going to encrypt that data, and then it's going to send that data up to Windows Azure. So while that's running, I am going to switch over to Windows Azure and kind of show you around at what we're looking at here. So I'm going to go to the dashboard on my camp admin. Sorry, I want to go to my my dashboard on the Camp Admin, which is my backup vault. And inside the backup vault, you can look at your dashboard, and it'll tell you some information about your storage, what you're using, how many servers, etc. But if I go to protected items, it'll show me what all of the shares are that are being protected. So you'll see these are the different things that are in this particular vault. So on my AB server. You notice that I have it's this popped up automatically to let me know that it's that I've got an alert. You'll notice that a newer version of the backup agent is available for download, but we're not going to download that now. Now this is the server, the campab. Contoso.com. This is the server that we're working on. So this is the new backup that's running right now. And if I go to the servers, it'll tell me what servers are being protected. So you'll see that the server that I just added, the Camp AB server, is now listed as a protected server. Okay, I presume everybody can see the screens. Before I leave off of this screen, I just I want to go ahead and just throw that URL of that hands-on lab that I created for this event, so that you guys can get there and go do this yourself. And that's what this is really all about. It's about giving you the step-by-step instructions on how you can go leverage these really cool technologies yourself. And that's the URL for it, so that you have it in your notes. But we do have a couple of more slides that I want to point out. One of the questions that always comes up is, okay, so this is great technology and it's super, super simple, but what's the cost? I mean, how expensive is this going to be for me to back up my servers to Windows Azure, right? An obvious question. And there is a URL for getting the full cost breakdown, but I'm not at all embarrassed to say that the cost, that's really, really, really good news. And that is the compressed data is stored per month, and the first 5 gigabytes per month is free, absolutely free. So if you're just backing up data, you're not backing up operating system, and it's not a significant amount of data, you may not ever get a fee. It's less than 5 gigabytes. So there's your 5 gigabytes of free storage by simply using backup. Now I know, you know, all those enterprising people out there thinking, wow, I can back up my machine to Windows Azure for free, is what you're saying, as long as I can limit it to 5 gig. Well, that's true. I mean, you can also, you know, use SkyDrive, which is another cool utility. But Windows Azure gives you another method of being able to do that, and it's absolutely free. But that, to me, is not really the best news. The best news is, you know, I've got way more than 5 gigabytes worth of storage that I want to back up, so what's it really going to cost me? And that is, if it's greater than 5 gigabytes a month, it's only 25 cents per gigabyte per month. So do the math. You know, add, you know, bump that up to 10 or 20 or 30 or even 100 gigabytes, and, you know, it's still less than the cost of a lunch. So it's very, very, very inexpensive to deploy this wicked awesome technology. So again, I'll highlight the URL to go start using this stuff now is ak.ms/azbackup, so you can get the step by step on how to do that. And if you do want the pricing, you see that on the screen, and I will make these slides available as well as the video, so you can go back and watch me step by step going through this as well. I'll have all that available to you after this presentation. All right. So a couple other things that I wanted to talk about while our upload is finishing, and I probably should have just done the one user instead of all users, because it's doing all of the profiles on the machine and all the things that are on the desktop, and I'm hopeful that I don't have any ISOs on that on one of my desktops for one of my other users. But there's a BizSpark program, and you know, for those that may not be familiar, I wanted to highlight this, and the main reason why is because the BizSpark program gives you $200 worth of free Azure credits the first month, and then $150 thereafter, free Azure, and the program is free. So for free, you get it's a 3-year program, and you get a ton of Microsoft software, including, you know, Windows Server, Windows Client, Office, SharePoint, a bunch of development tools, just a monumental amount of stuff, anything that you would need to run a startup business, and you get all that stuff for free. And I have up here kind of the, you know, the what kind. It's not all businesses, but it's, you know, it's certain kinds of businesses. Certainly those businesses that are doing development, those are the, you know, that's the priority. So if you're doing a professional technical and product support, is available. You've got unique offers from network partners, and there's also lots of visibility in terms of what the BizSpark program can give you. So I would encourage everybody, even if you're not a developer, to think about how you might be able to start your own business and take advantage of, you know, and do some of the things that other IT pros have found that, you know, starting a business, you know, writing a phone app, writing a cool Windows 8 app, getting into that business, because some of the tools, well, all of the tools are free with BizSpark, and the tools make it super, super simple, like to write apps. So you could have your own little software development company, you know, making money on the side, and it doesn't cost you a dime. And, oh, by the way, whenever you do that, you get to free Azure. So whenever you're creating these apps, maybe you want to have a high scored matrix or something like that, where you're keeping track of scores and stuff like that. Use Windows Azure for all of that. You want to put your blog up. You've got Azure website. So just an incredible amount of resources, and it's all free. And the URL for that is /BizSpark. Now, BizSpark now. Thanks, Susan. You can type faster than I can. All right, so the next thing that we want to talk about is, I've got a couple of slides on Data Protection Manager. So give me just a second. I want to see how we're doing on our backup. Give me just a moment. Okay, so Data Protection Manager. If you're running Data Protection Manager, you already kind of know the Data Protection Manager can back up everything from, you know, Windows Server, SharePoint, Hyper-V, Dynamic CRM, any number of other things. All of that stuff gets, you know, every X number of minutes gets sent to Data Protection Manager. And the way Data Protection Manager works with Windows Azure is, first of all, you can create online snapshots. So you can do disk-based recovery. So you're backing up to physical disk. You can also back up to tape. And then you can also back up to other Data Protection Manager disaster recovery scenarios. Then finally, you can also leverage Windows Azure Backup Service to then back up that into Windows Azure as kind of another tier of backup. So you can have disk-based backup, you can have tape backup, you can have, you know, a redundant or, you know, a tiered Data Protection Manager, a disaster recovery site backup, or you can have Windows Azure backup. So those are not ors, those are all and ors. So you can do all of them or some of them or one of them, however you want to do it. So let me switch back over into my demo environment again, and we will finish off with the demo portion of the presentation. Okay, awesome. So you'll see that the backup job completed. I'm going to go ahead and just click close on this, and then I'm going to minimize and go into Windows Azure and take a look and see what things look like in there. So in Windows Azure. So I'm going to go to my recovery services, and on my protected items, I see two recovery points. I actually, whenever I pause to do the DPM, I ran a second backup so you can see what it would look like with a list of protected items in there. So I'm going to go to my dashboard again. Sorry, I'm going to go to my protected items and then show you that we have two different items in there. So I have two different recovery points because I did two different backups while we were running. And then if I wanted to, so if I go to my dashboard, I can see the storage that's used up for that. And the storage is, right now I'm using 5.42 gigabytes, so I'm just over the free marker with backing up three servers and having many restore points. So I have 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 different restore points on 3 different servers, and I'm just now hitting my 5 gig mark. I wanted to show you that that was there. Now I'm going to pop back into Windows, into my desktop again. I'm going to go ahead and delete this test folder. Or I can delete the document inside the test folder. It doesn't really matter. So let's go ahead and just delete that. I'm going to delete the test document, and it's gone. Okay, everybody sees that. And I'm going to go ahead and just empty my recycle bin too, just to show you that it is not there. And now I'm going to run the Windows Azure Backup Agent. Okay, in the Windows Azure Backup Agent, I am going to do a recover data. So I want to do. I can have the option of doing this server or another server. I'm going to do this server, and I can either browse for files or I can search for files. And I'm going to go ahead and browse for files. I'm going to select the volume. I only had one volume, so that's all that's left. Now notice I have two times here. That's because I did two backups. The 4:35 one, and that's because my time is using West time zone. I don't have this server set at Eastern time zone. But at 4:35 p.m. was the first one that you watched me kicked off, and at 4:44 is the second one that I kicked off. That was whenever I took the pause for do the DPM slide, that one went really, really fast, like seconds, because it was only doing incremental changes and there weren't really any changes. So I'm going to go ahead and restore from that first one. I'm going to go ahead and click next, I'm going to go ahead and expand my C drive, expand my users, and go down to the desktop to grab that file that I deleted. So I believe that was on this desktop. Yep, there's my test folder. And if I drill down, there's my test RTF. I'm going to go ahead and restore that file. And I can do original location, or I can do another location. And I can create a copy if the other one is already there, or I can override existing. Or if it already exists, I can tell it to skip the file. And I can also recover the ACL, or the access control list. So I'm going to go ahead and just let it go. The original file is not there anyway, so there's nothing to overwrite. And I'm going to say recover. Now, this actually only takes a couple seconds. It will take probably about a minute for it to authenticate with Azure, find the files, open the data store, find the file that I want to restore, and actually restore that file. Because remember, it's not restoring everything. It's doing a file-level restore. So it's the only data that's going to be actually coming across the wire is that little RTF file. And you see that it's completed and only transferred 1 KB. So I didn't transfer the entire I didn't do a restore of the entire set. I only did a restore of that one file. So I'm going to say OK. And now if I go back to my desktop and I click on the test folder, you'll see that that RTF file is there. And it did do a complete store. And it really is important that whenever you do this, that you do test the restore. Because without testing the restore, you know, backup is useless. So the last thing that I'll do, since I have a couple of extra minutes, I will go ahead and I'll continue to take your questions, but I want to go ahead and start this upgrade. So a new version of the agent is available. Do I want to go ahead and do that? And I can go ahead and click the link to go ahead and do that, and it'll take me to download the agent, and I can download the agent, update the package now to do that agent. So I can go ahead and run that, and it'll update that agent for me automatically. So it is storing multiple copies of the data. If you have multiple copies turned on for the period of time that those copies are stored, because couldn't be downloaded right now. I'm not sure what's up with that. So we'll do that later. I wasn't actually going to do the install anyway. So, but that is that's how you do the upload. I probably need to add support.microsoft.com to that, because it is an executable. Or if I saved it locally, it probably would have ran instead of just doing a run. So let me go ahead and do that. Save target as. I will save it to my downloads. Save. Now let's try to run it locally. And sure enough, that was the problem. So accept the license agreement, and boom, it's going to go ahead and upload that or fix that agent up for me. All right, so let me. Do we have any questions or any other things that we need to cover while I'm in demo mode? So I notice that Windows Identity Foundation is a new component with this update, so it's going to go ahead and install that as it does the upgrade. And let me switch back over while it's doing that. I'm going to switch back over to my blog just for a minute, just to go over some of the things that we talked about. So we did the hands-on lab guide, the backup Windows Server using Windows Azure Backup step by step. That hands-on lab guide is there on my blog. It was posted on October 10th. We have Windows Azure. You have to create your Windows Azure account, and how to create a self-signed computer certificate using PowerShell is you know much easier than makecert.exe. That's the post where you can copy and paste. You can copy and paste right from here on the post page, but it's probably easier just to open this text file that I have a link to and open it from there, because then you can just do a control A to do everything, and you don't have to worry about copying too much into the PowerShell. So a couple of other things that I want to do is let's go ahead and I want to go to the Cloudcast again. So for those that that missed it, the aka.ms/cloudcast is the URL for the other events that we're doing, and that takes us to the TechNet events, our East TechNet events website. And that's where we are posting all of the webcasts. So next week, October 23rd at 12 o'clock, we will start with the automated application architecture deployment with Windows Azure, Infrastructure as a Service, and PowerShell. Young, can you give us just a minute or two on can you give us just a minute or two about what that's going to be that presentation is going to be about?
Well, thank you. Basically, I will go through the methodology of deploying Windows Azure. And so we go through different artifacts of why you need to create them and what time you want to create them, and go through the process. And at the same time, I will also show you a PowerShell script that will automate the whole process. So it will be something very interesting, I hope.
Hey guys, this is Susan. I just want to remind you that we have a Windows phone to raffle off today. So one of you guys are going to need to pick a number between 1 and 29, and then I'll tell you who the winner is.
Okay. Glenn picks the number. Glenn picks number 10. Holden picks number 27. I wonder if that's because is it based on the order in which they signed in, or is it?
Yes, it is.
All right, so
we need a random number.
Okay, so let me get my random number generator out. I believe I have one. Randominator. Is that the one that I can do it?
Is that actually a Windows 8 app that you have there, Dan?
Yes, it is.
Did you write that app?
I did not. I just downloaded it. For some reason, it's not running. So I will do that another way. How can I do that? I can do it on my phone. I've got a randomizer on my phone, so I will do it there. So give me just a second. And it's 1 to 30, 1 to 29.
29.
1 to 29. And the lucky winner is number 16.
Okay, number 16 is Holmgren. And forgive me if I'm not saying that right.
Okay, so before anybody goes, we're not done yet. We've got one more minute, so let me take that minute or two. I want to make sure that everybody goes to neitpro.com. because I really want to make sure you guys don't miss out on some of the great content that we've got coming up. If you enjoyed today's presentation, you definitely want to do that. If you didn't enjoy today's presentation, you might want to do it anyway, because hopefully we'll have other stuff that you will enjoy. I'm not going to spam you from that list, but it is an opportunity for you to opt in. Microsoft has very, very, very strict policies on us being able to send out emails, invites. And the only way to make sure that you're going to find out about stuff is to join our list. And what that is it's an opt-in. It's you're basically saying, yes, keep me posted on what's going on, and as things get posted, you'll get notified. And you can look at the calendar to find out how often that's going to be or what types of events. And oh, by the way, we've got launch coming up. We've got Windows Server 2012 R2 launch, and I don't know if you guys remember or not, but whenever we had Windows Server 2012 launch, it sold out. And it sold out like in, I think it was like in 2 hours. So we've got Windows Server 2012 R2 launch coming up. It gets posted at our list first. So we get it out first before anybody else, before it goes public. So that's a great opportunity to kind of beat the crowd on those events that sell out. So bear that in mind, neitpro.com, please join. And again, my blog is itprogoober.com, and Young Cho's blog is Young Cho, YungChou.com. With that, I'll stick around for a couple more minutes if you guys have any questions, but I am going to go ahead and stop recording. Thank you all very, very, very much for joining us.